For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one of us may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. 11. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we pursue others, but what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
We thank God for giving us another opportunity to learn at His feet. And I'm particularly very grateful and privileged to share His word with us. The Bible says that it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. We have come here to learn from God, and each time no matter our situation, the only place to go is with God. This morning, our teacher has spoken a lot about ourselves and what we are supposed to do. There are some things I noted down in his lesson. And it speaks a lot about what we want to talk about this morning. And that is about taking responsibility. What do I mean? As human beings, God didn't just create us as robots or as remote to work in a certain order. He has given us opportunity to make decisions by ourselves. The Bible told us that the word of God is a light unto our feet. It shines the way, it leads us, it guides us, and it protects us. And so, as children of God, no matter where we go or however we do, the only place we can go to for guidance and protection and energy to continue with life is in His Word. The text we have just read, I would like to read it again in King James Version. He said, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." The Bible is telling us that whatsoever thing we do, we will be accountable. Oftentimes we find ourselves thinking that situations and circumstances that are responsible for where we find ourselves. But the Bible told us that we will all be accountable for whatsoever we'll do. But before we move ahead, I want to make more emphasis on learning from the Word of God. And so talk with me your Bible to Psalm 19, 7 to 11. It reads, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise simple. The statute of the Lord is right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the heart. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord is true, and righteousness altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yet than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is the servant won. Each time we have opportunity to learn from God, they are light. The Bible says it's energy, it's grace. He said he made us alive. He even described it as gold. So that is how precious the word of the Lord is to us. But talking about taking responsibility, what does it mean? Being responsible is the ability to respond to life's demand with accountability and maturity. It involves recognizing the impact of our action in ourselves, on ourselves and others, and our relationship with God. It's about knowing and deciding and learning from our mistakes and striving to make it better. As children of God, the Bible told us that we are all responsible for our own salvation. According to the teacher this morning, it said, "Whosoever believes and is baptized shall be saved." We have to take action. We have to take responsibility. We will be asked. The Bible says we will be accountable for everything that we do. And I see myself as being the most guilty, in the sense that according to the definition, he said being accountable and being mature. It's about recognizing the impact of what we do on ourselves and others. Oftentimes we take actions and decisions that affect others, even ourselves. And it's all about owning our actions and making the right decisions. It's about learning from our mistakes and striving to make it better. That is what we are called unto as children of God. Like I said, I find myself guilty, and that is the reason why many of the times I surround my sermon with what goes on within myself. Maybe we can all learn to be. Oftentimes, instead of all taking responsibility and taking action in order to make a change, we often look at what is outside of us in order as a reason for the circumstances that we find ourselves. In every challenge, there is always an opportunity. It is easier for us to seek righteousness in other people's faces. We seek righteousness from others and less from ourselves. The Bible says, examine yourself. The Bible says, judge yourself. We seek solutions to our problems and circumstances far and wide, rather than thinking honestly and making assessments of ourselves to make the necessary adjustments. Oftentimes, as children of God, we always look at others. Oh, we've not done this. Oh, they've not done this to me. That is why this is happening. But we never make an honest assessment of ourselves so that we can take the right decision and make necessary changes. Taking responsibility is crucial. It's a crucial aspect of our Christian life. God called us to take responsibility. Being responsible is an important part of our growth as individuals and as a community of believers. Oftentimes, we blame others. We blame circumstances that surrounds us. We blame situations instead of taking action. Many times we blame our family members for our predicament. We even blame our background. We sometimes blame our spouses. And as children, we blame our parents for the things that we go through. And many occasions, we even blame the church. All of us at one time or the other will say, oh, the church is not doing this or the church is not doing that. We are supposed to be this or we are supposed to be that. Rather than thinking inward that what can I do to make a difference? The Bible told us in the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17 that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away, and all things have become new. No matter our circumstances, when we come to Christ, things are different. And he expects us to take decisions and accountability of ourselves in order to make a change. There are examples of people find themselves in difficult situations and taking the right action in order to make themselves better. The purpose of this sermon is for us to make an assessment of ourselves and make our life better by our own decisions, not by what others do or the situations or circumstances that surround us. An example is the story of David, Bathsheba, and Uriah. I know it's a popular story. It's a story of King David in his majesty as a king. It was in the days when king goes to war. In 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12. 11 is the event, while 12 is the consequence of the event. In that passage, in that story, King David sinned by committing adultery with Bathsheba, one of his servants' wives, and arranged for her husband's death because he found himself in the sin. Instead of making the necessary correction, he even tried to cover the sin by arranging for Uriah's death. When he was confronted, this is the part I want us to draw our lessons from. When he was confronted by Prophet Nathan, the Bible told us that David didn't make excuses. He took responsibility, confessed his sin, and sought God's forgiveness. This is the reason why he wrote Psalm 51. If you read that psalm, it's a psalm that David poured out his heart. He recognized himself as a sinner and that he has done wrong and willing to make a change. Let's read a part of it. Psalm 51. I want you to read it when you get to it, but particularly verse 17. Psalm chapter 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God, if you read from 16, it says, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else I will give it. Thou delighted not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. So God wants us to come to Him and take responsibility. Do we find ourselves in a sin? Do we find ourselves in a difficult situation, a difficult relationship? He wants us to take action in order to make a difference. It's not about what others are doing. It's about what you can do. No matter how tough the situation is for a Christian, the
there is always an action that you can do to make a difference. This act of King David, of holding up his wrongdoing and restoring his relationship with God, demonstrating the power of taking responsibility. Because he poured out his heart, because he sought forgiveness, because he made amends, he was able to restore his relationship with God. This particular event brought very grievous consequences for David. According to the prophet, if you read the consequence in chapter 12, he said the sword will never be taken out of his lineage. And that is the reason sometimes you see Israel always fighting today. He even said the child that Bathsheba gave birth because of the sin will die, which indeed happened. But that does not stop the promise of God to come to fulfillment. He made a promise of bringing the Savior through him. He still came back. Why? Because he was able to make the necessary adjustment. Look at where this morning the teacher was comparing the event of Judas and Peter. Similar thing happened to them, but different result. Because Judas did not take the right decision, he became condemned. There was a place I printed in my notes when the teacher was talking about repented. He said he regretted. Regret is not righteousness. You can be remorse and make the right changes. Regret is bitterness. So no matter our situation, there is no need for bitterness because we are already saved. All we need to do is to pack our baggage and go back to the Father so that his promises can come to fulfillment in our life. Another story is the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son in the book of Luke chapter 15, 11 to 32. The Bible told us about is a man who has two sons. And one of the sons demanded for his inheritance. His father did and found himself in a very difficult situation. Realizing his mistake, he took responsibility. He said, "This is what I will do. I will go back to my father." He made a change. Some people, this morning, the teacher told us that we don't understand why some people decided to take their own lives. People get to a bad situation because they never repented. They never take the right decision to make things right. But the story told us about the son. He could have died in his problems, in his poverty, in his condemnation of himself. But the passage told us that when he came to himself, he returned to the Father and sought for forgiveness. The parable highlights the taking of responsibility that paves way for redemption and reconciliation. When we take responsibility for the situation, no matter what we found ourselves, we can experience redemption and we can restore our relationship with God, even with man. Another one is the story of the event in marriage, which the Bible talks about in different points, different places. In Ephesians chapter 5, 28 to 29, the Bible told us about men taking responsibility. He said, men ought to love their wives.
In 1 Peter chapter 3, he also talks about women taking responsibility. Maybe we can read Ephesians 5:28. Ephesians 5:28. He said, "So ought men love their wives, and as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself." A few weeks ago, we talked about love here. How he endures all things, beareth all things, believeth all things. And so there are always things we can do to make a difference, even in our marriages. And for the women, there are things we can do, even when circumstances don't go well. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1-4. "And likewise, ye wives, be ye in subjection to your own husband. If they obey not the word, they also may, without the word, be won by your conversation." The area I want to emphasize is the part D of this passage that says, if any obey not the word, they may be won. You might be in a difficult, your spouse might be terrible, but there are always things you can do as children of God. He said, they can be won, even without a word, but by the actions of their wives. Okay. So, are there benefits in taking responsibility? Yes, indeed. There are lots of benefits. When we take responsibility of our actions in order to better our situation, we can experience personal growth. Owning up our actions help us to learn and to grow. It builds our character and foster maturity. The book of Proverbs 28:13 tells us that whosoever confesses his sin, that will find mercy. Also, taking responsibility can restore our relationships. Taking responsibility can repair and strengthen our relationships. James chapter 5, verse 16. When we take the right responsibility, when we take responsibility of ourselves, we can walk closer to God. We can align ourselves with God, with His will. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. He says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." How can we cultivate the habit of being responsible? One, by doing the self-examination. Oftentimes, when we don't look inward, we may not understand how to go about it. By regularly reflecting on our actions and their impact, sometimes we do things innocently, but when we sit back and look around and check and seek feedback, we can make proper reflection and make proper changes. Psalm 131, verse 23. Another way we can take responsibility is by seeking forgiveness, just like the story of David and the prodigal son. When we make mistakes, we should be quickly to seek forgiveness from those we have wronged and from God, by our words and by our actions. Remember in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. The Bible told, Jesus told us that if you bring your offering to the temple and you know that you have an offense with someone, you should leave it by the door and go sort yourself quickly. The same way, rising up and seeking progressive actions in order to make amends, we can better our lives. Another way we can cultivate being responsible is making amends. The teacher mentioned this today. We cannot realize our situation or feeling sorry without taking necessary actions. We cannot get redemption in that way. We have to make deliberate effort by making amends. Genuine responsibility involves making amends where possible. The story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19. When he met Jesus, he vowed within himself that he will repay all those he had wronged. Also, another way is by not relying on our own strength. It's by relying on God's strength. The Bible told us in Philippians chapter 4 that we can do all things by Christ who strengthens us. Other ways we can make amends is by daily reflection. We need to think about our circumstances, our situation on daily basis. We need to spend time each day reflecting on your actions, the things I've said today, what I've done in my relationship, in the church, and in anywhere, or the situation that I found myself. Ask God to reveal the areas that you need to take responsibility in your life. We can seek God's assistance. Another way is by we find trusted friends and mentor to hold us accountable. This is the part that majority of us don't seek and explore. We should always have someone we can rely on. People who are spiritually led, so that we are not led astray in the process. We should try as much as possible to seek godly counsel. Find people you can pour your heart and make a good evaluation of yourself. There is no one that is perfect. We all make everyday correction so that we can be a better Christian. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9. We can also seek help in prayer and in Bible study. How we get down? How much time do we give ourselves to study? Is it easy for us to scroll social media? How many times do we sit down and read the scripture? How many times? Today is also of digital devices like phone. There are many apps that can even play the Bible to you. The more we read, the more it sits in our mind and in our hearts and in our life. In conclusion, taking responsibility is a vital aspect of Christian life. It is a sign of spiritual maturity. If you want to know that you are mature, you will be willing to sit back, reflect, and take the necessary action. And This also helps us to realign ourselves with the will of God. As we embrace responsibility, we grow, we restore our relationship, and we walk closer to God. Let us commit to taking responsibility and take our actions and seek forgiveness and make amends. For our final reading, let's read James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. The book of James chapter 1. But be ye doer of the word, and not hearers alone, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth away, and straightway forgetteth the manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. May the Lord bless us all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So, yeah,